poll, Trump remains most favorable in potential Republican primary field. By Hannah Blow on March 30, 2023. Former President Donald Trump remains the most favorable individual in the potential Republican primary field, a Morning Consult survey released this week found. The survey, which found Trump leading his closest potential challenger, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 26%, also showed the former president maintaining his status as the most favorable individual in the potentially crowded GOP field. According to the survey, 76% view Trump favorably, compared to 21% who do not. Meanwhile, DeSantis comes in second place with 68% viewing him favorably and 13% viewing him unfavorably. However, 10% said they have heard of him and have no opinion, and another 10% said they have never heard of him at all. Most of the remaining individuals in the poll have that similar issue, but Trump does not. Former Vice President Mike Pence is the only other potential candidate listed who saw over 50% viewing him favorably, 57%. However, he has the second highest unfavorable rating, coming behind former Representative Liz Cheney's 54% with 30% viewing him unfavorably. Former U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley has 48% viewing her favorably and 13% viewing her unfavorably. However, one quarter said they have never heard of her. An issue Texas Governor Greg Abbott, 32%, Senator Tim Scott, 36%, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, 38%, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, 47%, and Vivek Ramaswamy, 56%, particularly suffer from as well. Further, despite the tension between the two, the survey found a plurality of Trump and DeSantis supporters choosing the other man as their second-choice candidate. 46% of Trump supporters said they would choose DeSantis as their second choice in 2024, and 42% of DeSantis supporters said the same of Trump. The survey was taken March 24-26, 2023, among roughly 800 GOP primary voters and has a +4% margin of error. It comes over a week after Trump announced his suspicions of a forthcoming arrest at the hands of leftist Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, sparking outrage among Republicans.